We're joined now by Reshma Sajani. She is a lawyer and politician and the founder of the tech organization Girls Who Code to close the gender gap in technology. Good morning, Reshma.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, and it's nice to hear your distinctive voice. And you've had quite a voyage. As I mentioned, ran for office and a strong race for public advocate in New York City. That's an interesting odyssey for somebody who has so many varied interests. Was it a good one?
I think everybody should run for office at some point. I mean, I think you get a lot of experience through running and through failing and losing. And so I'm so glad I did it. And if I didn't run, I would never have started Girls Who Code, because that experience allowed me to go into schools and talk to kids and really see the gender gap in computer science.
Why is there this gender gap?
You know, it's strange because in the, late 1980s, about 40% of computer science graduates were women. And today the number is less than 18%. And so it's one of the few industries, right, where you've had this major decline in women at a time where technology is everything about the way we live and work. So I think a lot of it has to do with culture. You can't be what you cannot see. And when all of us close our eyes and think of a computer scientist, it's normally a guy sitting in a basement somewhere, staring at a screen. And little girls look at that image and they say, not only do I not want to be him, I don't even want to be friends with him. And so a lot of what they see in culture just kind of turns them off. They don't see technology as cool or interesting or connected to the things that they want to do, which is why we wrote this book. Because this book is about five relatable characters, that become friends in a coding club. And it's about the fundamentals of computer science and the historical figures and stories about our girls who have built dress-up games. It's fun. It's interesting. And the girls look like them. And they sound like them. And they're relatable.
You write that if you've heard anything about coding before picking up this book, then you might recognize the word algorithms. That's a new, relatively new word that is now out and about in a big way.
Yeah, I mean, algorithms are, we had a 16-year-old girl who built an algorithm to help detect whether a cancer is benign or malignant because her father had cancer. But, these concepts, whether it's algorithms or variables or conditionals, we always say, are out there. We always say, computational thinking, which is kind of the fundamental of computer science, it's like making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Right. If you told a computer to go to the counter, you tell them to get the bread and get the peanut butter and get the jelly. And essentially, coding is telling a computer what to do. And computers are super literal. And so much of this is making these concepts that seem really hard and challenging relatable and, understandable for so many people.
Well, women, girls, generally score better on tests and are better students than boys or men. You're saying there is this gap in technology. How does that happen with women, apparently, if test scores are correct, being better at academic pursuits?
Yeah, I mean it's a great question. I mean, basically, girls are outperforming boys in math and science all the way up into college. But I know for many of your listeners who are parents, they see that drop off at around eighth grade when all of a sudden their daughters loved math and now they hate it. And parents always ask me why. What's going on between eighth and ninth grade that leads to this? And it's about the fact that we have, a Barbie doll that says, I hate math, let's go shopping instead. Or you can walk into a Forever 21 or, a retailer and buy a T-shirt that says, I'm allergic to algebra. Or when you watch Mean Girls, which I've watched on repeat, you have that scene where the girl gets an A on her math test and she crosses it out for a D just to get the affections of a boy. We live in a culture that celebrates that girls hate math, that math isn't cool, that math are, people who like math are nerds and geeks. And our girls are responding to these images that they see and these messages that they hear. And all of a sudden, they're saying that they hate or don't like something that they're actually not only good at, but they need to survive in the 21st century. I mean, technology jobs are displacing everything. You know, 71% of STEM jobs are in computing. And so we need our girls to go into this field, especially at a time when 45% of breadwinners are women. You know, we want, if our women are going to work, we want them to go into good-paying jobs, you know, jobs where they can make a great wage. And these are the jobs.
The guest is Reshma Sajani. Her book is Girls Who Code. She's the founder of Girls Who Code and the creator of a national movement to close the gender gap in technology. Is this a movement that is taking off?
It's a movement that is taking off. We have clubs and programs in all 50 states. Everywhere you go, every town, every parish has a Girls Who Code club. This book will reach millions of girls. You know, part of my problem is that every year I have to turn away girls. I'm not running a competitive coding program. Our programs are free. I want every girl in the country to learn how to code. And I'm going to make sure that that happens through this book. And so we're donating them at libraries, you know, for girls and families who can't afford them. We're encouraging every parent to buy one. All the proceeds go to our organization, so all the money comes back in so we can teach more girls. And that's what this movement is about, paying it forward.
You have a discussion in the book about software versus hardware.
Yes. You know, we want all girls to kind of understand the difference between software and hardware. You know, so many girls are consumers of technology, so they love their phones and their Snapchats, you know, but really having them understand what at its core is the basis of computer science, what does software mean, what does hardware mean. These are just foundational, fundamental concepts we want our girls to understand.
Well, you're a pioneer, first Indian American woman and the first South Asian American woman to run for Congress, and also have some experience with a law firm where you defended securities fraud cases. So I mentioned your varied background. This is an interesting passion that you have and a path that you obviously feel extremely strong about.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I graduated, you know, law school, grad school with $300,000 in student loan debt. And if you asked Reshma when she was 12 years old what she wanted to do, she would have told you she wanted to change the world. And I found myself working in the securities fraud industry defending the wrong people. And I was coming home every day in the fetal position because I hated my job. But I felt so sunk in that debt that I had, that student loan debt, that I didn't feel like I had choice anymore about what I wanted to do in my life. So I ended up just saying, you know what, forget it, and I quit. And I ran for office, and I lost. But that experience was so powerful because I didn't die. And it made me very crystal clear about what I wanted to spend my life doing, which is serving others. And now I have this amazing organization, and I get to get up every day and serve girls and make sure that they have a shot at the American dream. And I feel very blessed.
Well, thank you for spending time with us, and congratulations on Girls Who Code. Reshma Sajani, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Take care.